Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Well, Masha's here, no warrior today. Instead, though, we're joined on the phone by the machine, Anthony Fowler as well. Morning, Masha.
Morning, Stevie.
Hello, boy. Anthony. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much for your company. Right, I've never seen anything like what I was watching the other day at the press conference at the Hilton. I'm sure Anthony never thought boxing was going to turn into something like this. So Sean Mashadod decides he's going to be Batman.
No, I didn't decide. Tommy Coyle decided. Well, to be honest, it was Tommy's idea to dress up. And then I said, we were looking at, you know, a double duo and stuff like that. And then I said, you know, what about Batman and Robin? And then he was like, well, they need to dislike each other. So it was Batman and Superman. And then we looked at the picture and I just said, look, I can't be Superman. I've got no hair. You've got the head of hair. He looked like him, didn't he? With the hair, with no makeup or nothing on. So it just played well.
You're meant to be fighting each other and you're deciding what comic book heroes you should be. So you get changed in the toilet. I believe, Anthony, you walked in the toilet, did you, while this pair of reprobates were getting dressed?
Give me the
fight
of my life, mate.
Well, you weren't expecting it anyway. What do you think when he walked in there?
Me?
Yeah. I dropped Tommy.
Yeah, I was about to open the door and I seen Fowler walking towards to use the toilet. So I shut the door and said, "Here's Fowler, quick, you know, let's scare him." So Tommy was stood there. I went behind the door and I was trying to get my Snapchat up. So as Anthony's walked in, Tommy's giving him a little like that. And I've got my Snapchat up, but the camera was on myself. You know, I had to flip it round and just ran at him. Then I went, run. He looked at me with a bit of a, like he was about to throw a right hand left duke. So I just said, it's me, Fowler, it's me.
Fowler KO's Masher in toilet. Yeah. What a great headline that would be. I've seen some great press conferences. You've got to admit, Anthony, that it adds a little bit of life to it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was funny, mate. I thought it was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's sportsmanship as well. They're going to fight. It was funny first, trying to knock each other out. So it's good you can have a laugh beforehand. So not all about, like, genuine dislike and stuff. It's just like sportsmanship. It's a gentleman's sport, so that's the thing. They both are gentlemen.
Quite a contrast, really, from Amir Khan and his opponent, who clearly have got a dislike of each other. It's a bit weird to see how much you and Tommy Coyle do like each other.
Well, it's all genuine. You know, a lot of people say things are staged, and I'll be honest, I've never witnessed or heard on the grapevine or behind the scenes of anything staged in boxing. But, you know, I'm relatively new to it. But, you know, I've been around now, you know, these big events on Matchroom, and I've honestly never known of any sort of anything, you know, made up with conflict. And, you know, I'm always genuine, and people don't know I'm always genuine. What I've seen on the presses, even with Anthony, when we had that fight out with that kid, what was his name, Ant?
Which one?
Remember when you were both having a bit of banter, weren't you?
That's
yeah, you know, it's all genuine. You know what I mean? Like we meet these people at the presser for the first time, and it's face to face, and it's real. It's real. You know, me and Tommy Coyle genuinely like each other. We've never met. That was the first time we'd ever met each other. And we're not going to pretend. It was just like, we just had a laugh and that's that, you know. And there's people I've met in the past, like Tom Stalker, where they disliked you. So you go with that. Then, well, if you dislike me, then, you know, it is what it is.
I was asking you off air, does that actually change the way you approach anything fighting-wise? Do you have to dislike someone? You're not like that, really, are you?
No, it's like Anthony will tell you, you know, we can be the person we are out of the ring, and when the time comes, you flip the switch and you've got a job to do.
Anthony, do you prefer to create a little bit of hatred for your opponent, or are you quite level-headed like Sean?
No, I'm the same, mate. It's just, at the end of the day, it's a business. Like, I could love someone and I'd still fight them the same as I would if I didn't like them. It's just like, either way, I'm going in there to knock you out, regardless of like whether I like it or not. It's in the day, it's sport we're in.
Next step for you, really, isn't it, Anthony? And obviously been involved in that press conference. That's just part of the big stage that you're getting more and more accustomed to.
Yeah, I love it, mate. I love like big press conferences and a little bit of news and stuff. Like, in the amateurs, you don't really get that. Like, I boxed all around the world. I boxed like every country you can think of, and it's not really the same hype as you get in British boxing. It's like, there's nothing like it.
What about that press conference the other day then? It was, it was enjoyable.
We've got a two for Anthony for the next one, the Terminator.
All sorts of fancy dress coming out. did Eddie Hearn know, by the way, that you were going to come out in that?
No, he didn't have a clue.
What did he say?
He seen us through the side door, you know, and he could just see him shaking his head, and he just thought, oh, what have I done putting these two together on the same bill, fighting each other? He probably was a bit worried the fact that we are nice lads and we're genuine, and he probably didn't realise what was going to happen, whether we were just going to go sit there and put our arms around each other, you know, and have it, and it be that way, because, or whether it was going to be fireworks. But obviously, he's realised that we do like each other, and we've embraced that, yeah. And we come dressed up. He didn't have a clue. The only person that knew really was our manager, Steve Woods.
he knows you're cuckoo. He knows there's something every press conference. Right, for you, Anthony, your opponent's not been announced yet, has it?
No, we've asked a few names. Hopefully, it gets sorted soon.
Go on, spill the beans, Ant.
Come on, what sort of pond are we fishing in?
Unbeaten kids, not like decent fighters, like, so hopefully do a little bit of a test for me.
Right, so it's down to a shortlist now, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't really pay attention, you know, I just say, Beavis tells me who I'm fighting, I just say sad. I'm not really that bothered.
Yeah, I know where he's coming from with that, where in the past I've like had names, you know, you get a couple of names, and remember that time when I was fighting, I think it was Stalker or someone I ended up fighting, but there was like five or six names.
Didn't know till the last minute, did you?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, telling people it could be this, could be him, and then you're saying that, and it's on your mind, and then it turns out it's someone completely different, so it can just change last minute, you know, depending on what names get through at you.
That was your Prenton Park fight, wasn't it? You didn't know till the week before,
no,
I think.
No, you don't, so it's like Eddie's saying, you just might as well, don't say nothing until it's literally announced officially, and then you can say them, because it can just change last minute.
I know you're a dedicated trainer, aren't you, Anthony? So how have things gone since your last fight? Have you just kept yourself ticking over?
Yeah, well, obviously, I had an operation on my hand after my last fight, so I was playing with one hand for months. It was a bit frustrating, like, just using one hand for months, but I still stayed in the gym, I still stayed fit, and that's what I'm saying. Even though I was injured, I was still in the gym every single day, twice a day sometimes, so I'm very dedicated, and that'll pay off for me in the long term.
The machine. I had to get that out, mate. My lips were just going. He's a machine.
That's dedication, isn't it? One hand injured, but we'll still go and make sure the other one works just as hard. Is that injury fully healed, is it, Anthony?
Yeah, I sparred yesterday, my first spar back, and I felt great, so happy days.
How is that when you go back to training when you've had an injury, Sean, and you know, you're sort of putting it to the test again, isn't it? It's like a footballer coming back off a long injury, like a Seamus Coleman last night or something like that.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to go too far and too hard, because you don't want to take a backward step. Mm. You just want to progress, but then you want to try it out, so it's risky. But then that's just the professionalism in yourself and knowing how to maintain and look after yourself like that, and surely, you know, Anthony probably just can just deal with most people with one hand anyway, so
just finish it off with one. Right, let's talk Amir Khan. Of course, he is headlining the bill as well, but he's been out of the ring for some time. You both had a chat with him, haven't you?
Yeah.
How did you find Amir? Because he's been in the jungle. He's almost been a little bit immersed in that celebrity thing, hasn't he?
Yeah. Very first time I ever met him was in our gym, and I was hanging off his neck. Remember when I said he'd come to visit the gym? He's doing a football, or he's doing an advert for muscle something with the Liverpool player. You know,
no idea.
He took Henderson? Henderson, yeah.
Henderson, yeah.
They were doing an advert, and he was there, and I was hanging off his neck like a young boy and had a big beard. He was the first. What's going on? But yeah, he watched me spar Crawler as well a while back, and then obviously I spoke to him there on the presser, and he's a cracker. He is what you've seen on the jungle. He's a nice lad. He's a good lad in the end.
Do you think it's tough, yeah, Anthony, to come back after such a while?
Yeah, definitely, especially after 2 years. But with myself, like, boxing's all I know, and I'm sure of me is the same. It's about done since he was 10, so you can get back a lot faster than someone who's like started late in life, whereas, like I said, I've been out 4 months on a spa yesterday. I felt great, considering. Mm. You just never, you think you're riding the bike, you never forget how to ride the bike, do you? Fighting's half the same.
Put Amir's fighting into context. It always seemed to me, Anthony, like he had the quickest hands of anyone out there.
Yeah, but I feel as though he's had a punch too fast rather than rotate more and get more power. He's had to, like, just let his hands go, but his hand speed is frightening. I think this lad's going to get a shock on April 21st, just how fast he is.
This lad, Phil LaGreco, he was a bit of a pain in the backside, wasn't he, Sean?
Disrespectful, yeah. He was a low blow, what he'd done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm surprised that it's not nice to say, but I'm surprised the glass didn't leave Khan's hand, you know, from what he said. It was just really, really low.
There's
a
line you don't cross, isn't there?
Yeah, there's just no, you just don't go there. It's family. You know, this is a man's game, a gentleman's sport, like Anthony said, and, you know, it's hard enough as it is without someone speaking about your family like that.
I mean, you talk about things being staged at press conferences and you never having seen it before. Something like that, that's not staged, is it?
Nah, far from it. You hear people commenting as well, saying, oh, stage this, stage that and all that. How's that staged? Who wants to be speaking about the personal life and the wife on camera like that in front of people, you know? Some people are just not wired up right, you know, to believe that it's staged. It's real. Eddie doesn't stage nothing. He's doing a good job.
And does Amir seem to you to still have the absolute hunger to get another shot at a world title?
I don't think we are not until we see him fight. How serious he takes his training and what kind of sheep he comes in at. And when I spoke to him, mate, he was very humble, very down to earth. He actually took a number. So I asked him to do a bit of sparring when he's in the UK, and he said that. He was very humble and down to earth, and I hope he has got the hunger, because if he hasn't, you get found out.
Of course, he's welterweight. You're super welterweight, so you can have a little go with each other, can't you?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said to him. He looks a lot smaller than me, to be fair, but he's obviously got that world-class speed, and he's just a quality fighter, so it'd be great for me.
You can
at that level.
Take him with one hand.
Yeah.
Great to get you on, Anthony, and hopefully this opponent will be announced, in the next few weeks, month? Any idea?
Yeah,
no?
I'm hoping to fight in March. Hopefully have a little run out in March, get the rust off, because I have been out for a long time now with this hand, so I'm going to have a little fight in March, hopefully, and then we'll find out in April who I'm fighting. Hopefully, it's definitely going to be a step up, so you see what I'm made of come tonight.
Good stuff. Thank you.
We know what you're made of, Anthony, lad. nuts and bolts in oil.
Thanks a lot, Ant. Take care.
See you later, Anthony, lad.
Good lad, isn't he?
He's a good lad. You know, he's just such a lovely lad, humble. Good laugh as well. He's got a good personality about him. And, you know, he does it all in the ring as well. He entertains, he takes risks. He fights, he can box, he's got it all.
You know,
good looks.
Well, yeah, he's got a little bit of a handsome thing going as well.
Yeah, he's got it all, yeah, he has.
That might get knocked out of him after a few fights. you said you were at the start of your career, or early. He really is at the start,
yeah.
Isn't he? So I'm looking at this, he's had he's had four pro fights now, of course, which he's won three of them by knockout and one by points, the last one against Laszlo Fasikidis. Fazekeras,
yeah,
whatever his name
is. Yeah.
So he's very early on in his career, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And the thing with Anthony, though, he'll be moved quite quicker than myself. So, you know, he'll probably get to where I'm at with half the fights. To give them a couple of fights, let them get used to the pro style, the way it is, sitting down. You know, he sits down anyway. He always fought like a pro, even when he was in the amateurs. He fought like a pro, you know, and it was like, can't wait for him to be pro. And now he is pro and he's doing it. So it won't be too far, too long before you see Anthony in big, big fights.
He's the poster boy. Not that you're not, Sean.
No, but listen, you know. he definitely is. He's got everything, Anthony. He's got the
machine poster.
The Hollywood smile.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.